You know, I don't like to get, I don't like the snowball effect, because I've done that at times in my career. So, you know, I just try to move on. I know it's another play. I can go back on offense, get something, or back on defense again, get something. So that's how I try to stay positive.
You put added pressure on yourself the other night with friends and family there, do you think?
No, I definitely didn't, you know. I feel like I'm performing for my friends and family every night, because I know everybody's watching. It's not like I'm in a lower conference where the games don't come on TV. Everybody's going to see it regardless. So, you know, it wasn't any extra pressure.
It says he got after you guys a little bit in some of those timeouts. Is that tough to get used to, or are you kind of...
I've been in environments where I pretty much heard it all, you know, coming from New York and people I've been around. So, and plus, you know, Coach Francis had to coach. He has so much confidence in you. And, you know, he loves his players, so I don't take anything personal. He wants to win, and, you know, it motivates me when he speaks that way. I like it, so I have no problem with it.
You notice he's starting to yell a little bit more when you guys are making some mistakes that maybe you shouldn't be making at this point in the season?
Yeah, it's probably frustrating. So, like I said, I don't think he's doing anything he's not supposed to be doing. You know, he's been coaching us up, and he's supportive of us in practice, and he's trying to get the most out of us. And as a player, you don't want nothing but that.